It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. This is a locally produced and broadcasted show here in Fairbanks, the interior of Alaska. On the show, we look at meals we can make, menus to create, beverages we can try, restaurants to visit, and events to participate in. We look at food and beverages any way available to make it fun, wonderful, enjoyable, and tasty for your listening pleasure. First off, we have great sponsors, and I hope you use these wonderful local companies that make our show possible. They are so appreciated. Now remember, the Q-tips I give out, a Q-tip is a cooking tip. Since we are now officially in our outdoor cooking season, even though we have a lot of smoke, we still give out Q-tips. We call these Q-tips. Your first Q-tip is that this is a recorded show. You can re-listen to this show or any of our past shows to get recipes, information, anything you want. Just go to KFARradio.com, look under the archives, and go to Fairbanks Foodies. We have many wonderful shows, many wonderful menus from our past shows. Go there and visit. Tonight is a Saturday, the first evening in July. We are now in our seventh month of the year. July is a beautiful month. Smoke is early, smoke is often, but hey, we're Fairbanksans. We persevere. We get through it. But please be careful. It's the smoke takes a lot out of you. And so some of the things we're going to talk about today is inside, some outside, but hey. Now, it's a Saturday evening. Monday is the 4th of July. First off, happy birthday to my late mom, Del Proust. She was born on July 4th, 1928, and she's the best mom I could have ever imagined or dreamed of. And the older I get, just the more I appreciate her and the knowledge that she passed down on me that I use. And she was the one who put the passion of cooking, I guess, or no, the passion of eating good food in front of me and with me. And she also put in that no matter what happened, we always had dinner together. We always ate together. We always broke bread. We had great conversations. And no matter what, we left happy. We left healthy. And we left full, because that was mom. July 4th is on Monday. Happy birthday, America. We are the greatest nation in the world. We have many celebrations on Monday. We do many things. We have fun. There's going to be parades, cookouts, speeches, celebrations. It's a wonderful day. So what we're going to take a look at is some of the items you might want to participate in. That's what we're going to take a look at first. It's a pretty hectic day. There's many places to go, many things to do, depending on where you're located. You know, in Fairbanks now has a short but fun parade. Last year, there was over 150 participants, floats, things like that in it. It starts at the Carlson Center at 10 o'clock, and it goes down to 2nd Avenue, which turns into 1st Avenue, and when it gets done at Barnett Street, it's over, it disperses. So if you want to see an old-fashioned 4th of July parade, go there. Then you can do other things. Esther has its parade, 4th of July parade, and potluck pig roast. Now, again, it starts out in front of the Golden Eagle Saloon in downtown Esther and ends at the Esther Community Center potluck, and it all starts at 1 p.m. and everyone lines up on the side of the road there too, and it's a hoot. That's a lot of fun. North Pole, it has a pancake feed from 8 a.m. to 10 over at the Santa Senior Center on 101 East Fifth Avenue. The breakfast includes pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, and tea. The suggested donation is $8 for adults and $4 for children, and but guess what? It's only a suggested donation. It's free. So you can give more. Then out in North Pole, they have the 5K Fun Run, and that's at City Hall. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Start time is 10 a.m. And then later on from noon to 6 p.m., 4th of July festive and picnic at the North Pole Grange. They've been doing this for decades. Food, games, activities, kids' games, vendors. That's a lot of fun out there. But there's even more. Two Rivers, they have a big one. They start at 11 a.m. It's a Two River, it's at the Pleasant Valley Community Center. Starts at 11 a.m. It's a good get-together for everyone in Two Rivers. Then you have the big celebration, Pioneer Park. Get there at noon. They got seats set up from the Riverboat Enana. They do a great presentation of the 50 state flags, speeches, usually a flyover, bands throughout the day, activities. That's the big event, and I hope you get to it. It's a good one. So while you're doing this, be thinking, what are we going to want to do? What are we going to want to have? Well, I'm going to give you a couple meal thoughts here. Now, if you're, depending on the smoke, you can cook this inside or outside. But Fred Meyer's is over there, and they have some incredible Duroc pork chops at $4.99 a pound. Now, the Duroc pork chop, that's a bone-in chop. An inch and a half, 2 1/4 inches thick. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful. And if you cook it right, it's moist and tender. And I'm going to bring you through that process. So what you're going to do is, like with all meats, you're going to take this meat, if it's in your refrigerator, and you're going to unwrap it from the butcher paper the day before, 24 hours. You're just going to let that meat come out. That starts the softening process. That starts the tenderization process, because your refrigerator is acting as a dehumidifier. It's pulling out the moisture. It's getting it softened. 2 hours before you're cooking, you're pulling it out of the refrigerator and you're letting it come to room temperature. Now, this is a thick chop, so it's going to be fun. And we're back to the basics. We don't want to take a pork chop like this with this much good, fine food and hide the flavor. So the only thing you're going to put on each side of the pork chop in the beginning is salt, pepper, and paprika on both sides. That's it. And what we're going to do is we're going to put a coat on this to seal in the juices. And you do that by getting flour, dredging each side, every part of it in flour. Then you're going to get a couple of eggs. You're going to beat up the eggs. You're going to put an egg wash in it. Then right after the egg wash, you're going to put it in Italian breadcrumbs. So you're going to have three dishes. You have your flour, your beat eggs, and your Italian breadcrumbs. And you, boom, boom, boom. And then what you're going to do is you're going to get your sauté skillet or a cast iron skillet. If you're cooking outside, get your grill going. Get a cast iron grill available, cast iron skillet, cast iron implement. If you're outside, if you're inside, that's fine. Just get a skillet, sauté pan, and you're going to be cooking 2 to 4 of these things. And you're going to turn your heat on to about 60%. Once you start seeing the smoke rising from the olive oil that you've put down there, you're going to put down a teaspoon of olive oil. You're going to spread it around, and a teaspoon for every 2 chops. If you got 4 chops, hey, use 2 teaspoons. You're going to spread it around, and you're going to put your chops down, and you're going to cook them at that 60% heat, which is a medium mild high, as I call it. And it's approximately 4 to 5 minutes aside. Now, what you want to do is you want to have an InstaRead thermometer ready to go. After 4 or 5 minutes, pop it over, cook the other side. And what you're doing is you're with that coating that you have, You're both searing in the juices, and that Italian breadcrumb that gives an exterior crust with taste and texture both. And you're sealing in the moisture of your chop. So you're doing that and you're enjoying it. And after, 4 minutes on each side, you're going to take that and pull it off on the and let it rest. Before you dig into it, you're going to let it rest for 10 minutes. But we have to have other things that go with that. Now, one of my favorite things to make is wonderful russet potatoes that are oven, and we put some coating on them, and this is what we're going to do. You're going to go get 6 large russet potatoes, and you're going to rinse them. You're not going to peel them. You're just going to rinse them. This is what my mom used to serve us, and I love this potato. So I'm sharing with you my mom's Italian potato. You're going to get once you take those 6 russet potatoes, you're going to dice them up into long wedges. You're going to cut them in half, then cut them in quarters, then cut them in eighths. 8 evenly wedges per potato. Then you put these potatoes in a shallow bowl, and then you're going to whisk together in a different bowl olive oil, a tablespoon of garlic, minced garlic, a half teaspoon of onion powder, 2 teaspoons of salt, maybe a little bit more, a teaspoon of paprika, a teaspoon of cracked black pepper, and you're just going to put that all in with the olive oil. And then you're going to dredge the potatoes through this olive oil. And then you're going to take your oven, and you're going to turn it to 390 to 400 degrees right in there. And when it gets to temperature, you're going to get your baking tray and some parchment paper. Parchment paper is always great because it makes a cleanup much, much easier. So you're going to get some parchment paper, and you're going to put the potatoes down on the parchment paper. And then you're going to take the potatoes, and you're going to take some Parmesan cheese, and you're going to sprinkle it over it. I always grate it. I always have fresh Parmesan or fresh Asiago cheese in my refrigerator, and I love grating it over. So you're going to grate it over, and you're going to put it in the oven, and you're going to bake it in the oven for 35 minutes. But at about the 20-minute mark, you're going to pull it out, you're going to turn the potatoes over, and then you're going to put more Parmesan or Asiago cheese down, and you're going to put it back in the oven for 15 minutes. You're going to pull it out, and they should be, once the potatoes are golden brown, crisp, soft when you poke it with a fork, remove them from the oven. And then what you might want to do is, it's our summer. I've got fresh Italian parsley. I have some oregano. You might want to mince up some of your herbs and put them on top. And we're going to be serving that with our wonderful pork chops. Now, say you want to take this to the incredible step, and if you have time, of course, we have to make up a sauce for the pork chops and maybe even dredge the potatoes in it. And here's a great sauce that goes with this. It's a Chardonnay tarragon lemon cream sauce. So what you do is you go get a half pint of half and half. You go get a tablespoon of your Dijon mustard and you put it in. You get a cup of your Chardonnay. And then you also get a half cup of chicken stock. Mix it all in together. You can either use fresh tarragon from your herb garden or some processed from dried tarragon. And if you're using the dried tarragon, you're probably using a tablespoon to 3/4 of a tablespoon. If you're using fresh, you're using some good amounts. And what you're going to do is you're going to cook this and it's going to take you about 20 minutes, and you're going to reduce it by half. So when you start sauteing your chops, start cooking this and reducing it down. Because after your chops have rested for 5 to 10 minutes, and you've been cooking this at a medium-high heat, you're bringing it up to a rolling boil. You're not trying to have it go over the edges of your pot. You're just reducing it. And after about 20 minutes, it should be reduced by half, and it's nice and thick. And then that, along with your pork chop and your potatoes, are incredible. So you've given a meat and a potato, and you've either done this out on your deck, your grill, or in your kitchen, depending on the smoke, and you are good to go. It is a good day. So anyway, what we're going to do now, Fairbanks, is we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now, there's a lot of things that we do on the 4th of July, so I'm going to try and give you different ideas and additives that you can do on the 4th of July as the prime meat or meal. Now, with that in mind, you've made up those wonderful russet potatoes. You can be lazy. There's a lot of things you're doing today. It's been a long summer. You can be lazy. Don't afraid to be lazy. Go to the store. Take a look at Fred Meyer's or Safeway or Walmart. And don't be afraid to buy something that's ready to go. Now, over at Fred Meyer's, I found two Home Chef chicken cordon bleu breasts. They're stuffed, they're breaded, they are ready to go. This is turn on the oven, bring it to 400 degrees, put this in 5 minutes before you put in your potatoes in the oven, and you're pulling them both out at the same time. At 400 degrees, the chicken cordon bleu needs to be near 30 to 35 minutes. The rest of potatoes, 25, maybe 30 at the most, depending on the thickness. And all of a sudden, you're being efficient with your cooking techniques. And that's what I hope you learn here, how to be efficient. And then if you want that tarragon cream sauce, that we made up. And if you want to throw lemon in it, you can throw lemon in it. Just take a half a lemon and squeeze it over the top if you want to start that from the beginning too and add it. That can be put on the chicken cordon bleu, or you can dip that, use that as a dip, or pour it on the potatoes itself. So there's a way to do this. Also, what you might want to do is over there, is they have pork tenderloin available for sale. That's already in, it's already been flavored. You can get the mesquite barbecue. You can get the herb dry seasoned pork tenderloin. And all you do is you're pulling this out of the package. You're opening it up and you're cooking it with potatoes. It's a 30-35 minute cook. If you have an insta-reap thermometer, you're pulling these out when it's 140 to 150, you know, with the chicken, with the pork chops 140, with the pork 140, and it's going to rise to 145, 148 right in there. With the chicken, you're pulling it out 155, and it's going to get there real fast, and it's going to go up to 160, 165, and then you got great chicken. But what we're looking at is efficiencies, why you're doing this, and how you do this. And those are two that you can also substitute for the original Duroc pork chop. So just some thoughts for you, just some thoughts. Now, also, I came across a surprise. Here's your Q-tip. Over at the Black Spruce Brewery on Pega Road, which is in front of Tommy G's, which is right next to Alyeska Tire. It's a nice tasting room there. But they also make and can their own root beer. Now, there's nothing more American than a root beer float on 4th of July. My favorite is a root beer float with vanilla bean ice cream. Or you can go to Hot Licks, buy something local. Or you can go to another location and buy something local and make your own float. Do you like Coca-Cola? Do you like root beer? That's what you do on the 4th of July. So many things to do, so many ways to go about it. But that's what we have this show for. So, now, also, it's the seafood season. Get down to Chitna. They're coming in. They're starting to come in. Listen to the Fish and Game reports. You can go online, find that, Alaska Department of Fish and Game. See what the scanner counts are at the lower Copper River. And then approximately 14 days after that, that's when they go through. So you get these big runs of 30, 40, 50,000 fish. So you're looking at the level of the water. You know, if it's really hot out like it is now, the water level's coming up because that's glacier fed and it's melting. Be thinking about the level of the water. 14 days after a run comes through the fish scanner, be down there. King salmon season is open. Reds, the sockeyes, the best red salmon in the world are the Copper River red salmon. And you can drive there and get a very fresh one. So, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Sportsman's Warehouse, and you're going to get the cedar planks. And you're going to get this red salmon. And if you're not that good of a fisherman, go buy one or go have a friend give you one. But what you want to do is you want to take the fillet, skin off fillet, and you're going to want to take that and you're going to put that on the cedar plank. And we're going to cook this on the grill. We're going to cook this fast. We're going to let this incredible red salmon speak for itself. And the only thing you're going to do is you're going to put some salt, some cracked salt, fresh cracked salt, some pepper, And then you're going to slice up some lemons and put that on top. You're going to put your cedar plank on there on your grill. You're going to get it about 70% heat. You're going to cook this at about 350, 375. And what you're doing is the cedar plank is heating up and it's steaming and putting a nice coat of flavor into the salmon. At the same time, it bakes it. And you're not going to cook it too long. It's about a 8 to 12 minute, depending on your heat. And it's wonderful. You're going to pull it off. And guess what? The russet potatoes are good with it. And that tarragon cream Chardonnay lime sauce that you reduced down is fantastic with this. Fantastic. So, let's recap. We've given you the Turok pork chop, the chicken cordon bleu, the pork tenderloin, and now the Copper River red salmon, all to be made on the 4th of July. Your beverage is going, well, you probably want to go get a beverage over there at the Black Spruce other than, you know, bring home some very good, finely craft beer from there. But they got really incredible root beer. If you like root beer, this is your Q-tip. This is where you go. So overall, your Q-tip, four items to cook with your potato, make up a salad, and your wonderful tarragon Chardonnay cream sauce with maybe some lemon in it if you want to go that way. Put a little acidic taste in there and enjoy it. Enjoy the day. You've got Saturday night, Sunday to prepare for this. Hopefully this gives you some good ideas. Shared with you one of my mom's recipes that I just love that potato. I'm serving that. And it serves a lot of people. Six russet potatoes will serve 7 to 10 people easily. Easily. They're cheap. They're affordable. And we're not peeling them. You're just slicing them. Easily work. So everything we made today was pretty easy in prep. Everything was. We're Americans. We have a lot of stuff to do on the 4th of July of celebration. Enjoy the day. We're Americans. Best country in the world. We have so many cooking influences. And I so enjoy sharing them with you. Sharing my Italian heritage, my Irish heritage, my German heritage. Guess what? Makes me American. Fairbanks, you have a great 4th of July. Go out and do something. Enjoy yourselves. Be proud. We're Americans. Best country in the world. And some of the best food that we can make. You have a great 4th of July.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.